Partly sunny, high 84. The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
Hey, it's Anita Hiles with Rapid Fire Real Estate. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. I am so grateful to be with you this afternoon here on WBOB. We've got a great show for you. We had to mix things up, as AJ knows, my top producer.
Oh, yeah, your only producer.
Yes, he is my show's producer here, AJ, and I'm grateful for you, AJ. And,
well, thank you
and,
very much.
Because you're in the age category where you should be home.
No,
but we have you isolated.
We don't need to tell everybody, do we?
Yeah, well, you're 32.
It's me and Regis.
And what's great is we have you in your bubble. We are complying.
Yeah, we're in different rooms.
We're in different bubbles here, and I am grateful that the studio has allowed me to come on.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, we're glad to have you here.
We have such a fan base, and I'm sure that had a lot to do with it. And so I'm grateful to everyone out there who listens to the show, and because we are still on. And
well, I hope so. And there's people still need homes.
You know, no matter what the market is, no matter what the situation is, people will always need to buy and sell property. And so with that, I am grateful. And we're going to talk a little bit about the marketplace today and what's going on as much as we know at
because
this point.
Because that very, very small, invisible virus is affecting everything right now.
I know. And you know what? I used to wear perfume, but you know, it seems like I smell like Lysol.
Yeah, I think everybody,
it's like, oh my God, I smell like hand cleaner and Lysol. It's like,
when
oh my God.
When stores open back up, might be the new thing.
It might be. You never know. But we have a dynamic show for you today. We do have guests. Of course, they're off site and they're going to be calling in. Mm-hmm. So that's something I'm not used to. So you just got to be patient. And we're going to have a great show for sure.
Yes, we are.
We have. Today, we have Ryan Proffitt. That is Ryan Proffitt with two F's and two T's with Future Home Loans.
That's our off-site audience.
That is. And our MLS number, God, mm-hmm. Say that fast. I can't. Is 22464 for Ryan Proffitt with two F's and two T's. Mm-hmm. And he can always be reached at 904-887-7926. And then we have Chris. Chris is with South Edge Construction. And he can be found at southedgeconstruction.com. And his office number is 904-697-8049. And we've got both of them on the line. And we're going to chat about construction and what we can do to our homes, and what South Edge has to offer. We have a lot of people refinancing out there. So,
well, the rates went down so low when the Fed hit that almost 0%. I guess that spurred a lot. And plus, it's the springtime. Here it is. You know, the weather's been unusually fantastic and awesome for this time of year. And it's almost more like May weather than it is March weather. And well, some folks are still enjoying it. I guess they're still going to the beaches in St. John's County. But other than that, looks like a lot of the gathering places are being discouraged, and for good reason.
Yes, yes.
And I imagine people have questions about construction or renovations and whatever, and whether these can happen now or what the story is.
They're still working.
Natural question.
So, of course, you know, like with anybody else, you know, we're all trying to comply and do our thing. I still notice too many cars out. during the day at least.
Well, there's a lot of cars still, and I noticed in this is one thing since I cover the traffic and weather in the afternoon for the stations here at Chesapeake Portsmouth. I've noticed on the way home over the Buckman Bridge and on I-95, it's not as much traffic, but you're seeing a little more aggressive traffic. People in a hurry to get back home or to wherever they're going. And
that's true.
Now that the roads are more open,
that's true.
Then there's somebody just
there's a lot of people speeding
all of a
out there.
Somebody gets cement on yeah. their foot.
I'll raise my hand on that one. I'm guilty. Yes, that's true. It's like,
let's be careful, folks. Come on. Just be a little. Let's be less.
We gotta just
nerve-wracking
slow down
with one
and relax.
Another. We're going through this other thing, which is making everybody a little anxious. But let's be fair to the next guy. You know, we need to get some respect back. If that's what happened out of this whole thing. And we didn't have too many casualties.
Yes.
And people got a little kinder. Then
that would
be
awesome.
It. Wouldn't that be?
Yes. But I want to give a shout out to a few people out there. For one, our law enforcement, our fire department, all our emergency people out and about, and doctors and nurses. And want to give a shout out to them and thank them for their service. And I think it's real important to recognize them. And I want to give one thing about real estate is, and one thing I want to mention about Realty Executives is that we're everywhere. So we're throughout the United States. Our home office headquarters is in Phoenix, Arizona. And I'm also affiliated with them in Southern California with Barbara Kerr in Fullerton, California. And we are throughout Florida, so we have about approximately 26 offices from Florida Keys all the way up to Jacksonville. And
pretty full service around the entire state. Then.
We are. And so I just want to, give a shout out and remind people to reach out to us. But in times like this, there's a lot of good realtors out there, and I know this show is for Realty Executives, and it is for my office, and obviously to promote myself, but there's a lot of good realtors out there. We're, mm-hmm. We're all working hard, and going on Facebook, there's a lot of live media going on, which is fantastic to put the word out there and keep people up to date as to what's going on with real estate. And so there's a lot of good people. There's Sonny Downey out there. I listened to his live on Facebook, which was great information. We have Audrey Lackey out there, and just some really good. We have Sandy Wagner with Watson Realty Corp. Just great, great people out there. So reach out. Reach out. We're still out here doing business. New construction, most of new construction is by appointment only, and you can contact any of your local realtors. They'll make that appointment for you and get you in. I know that I just did a rock solid deal on Friday with Felix Castillo with Lennar and over at Beachwalk. So we are out working. We might not be doing those open houses. You might not see us as often out and about as you do, because we're all staying at home, except for those special appointments that we have. Because mm-hmm. my people on Friday, they were actually from a different state, and they had to buy because he's a professor and he's relocating here to UNF, and so we have a lot of clients like that are on a timeline, and so. We are very grateful. We have a lot of good real estate agents out here, and I just want to give a shout out to everyone working hard out there.
Well, I think everybody's a hero right now, especially the folks in our hospital,
yes,
medical field,
absolutely,
our law enforcement. As you know, that was your previous occupation for many years in
yes,
Southern
it
California,
was.
And of course, what about all the folks that have to man the grocery stores, that's...
Oh, my God, they're awesome, aren't they?
Awesome, because we still have to eat.
And they're putting up with rude people, too.
Yeah.
That's always tough. We got to stay nice out there. So, anyway, you're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm grateful to be with you this afternoon. And when we come back, we have Ryan Proffitt and Chris with South Edge Construction. So, stay tuned on WBOB.
All right, here on Rapid Fire Real Estate on WBOB.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
This is Ryan Proffitt with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. We're local, we are veteran owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953, equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. Your future is bright.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or rapidfirerealestate.com. And welcome back. We have a great show for you today. And we have Ryan on the line. Ryan Proffitt, with two F's and two T's, is sponsoring our show today from Future Home Loans. Ryan.
Hello, how you doing?
Great, great, great. So tell me, what is going on with the lending?
It's fun, exciting times right now. So it's definitely a hot market for interest rates. You know, every time you turn on the news, there's something about the Fed lowering the Fed funds rate, which doesn't necessarily affect the mortgage rates, but all that stuff plays into itself together. You got the stimulus package, and that's going to have an effect as well. So definitely a good time. And like you said, you did a great job in the introduction there. People are still buying and selling properties as we speak. I mean, we're still putting in applications. They're still going to closings. So it's kind of business as usual for us. It's just, everybody works from home. So it's a differing dynamic now.
It's just a little bit different. And like you said, we're working from home and we don't have a lot of our resources, you know, maybe copy machines and things like that. So talk about going paperless. We're definitely, I'm kind of a paper type of gal. So I still like to kind of hold it in my hand. And so it's been a little bit of an adjustment for me. But yeah, for the most part, we're still functioning out here. And I would say that people that have deals impending should probably lock in their loan. We never know what's going to happen with banks and whatnot. I noticed that they seem to be closing early.
It's definitely interesting times in the banking market. And then you're going to have some program changes, and there'll be some guideline changes, and there'll be some shifting in some of the buy boxes and stuff that people were looking to do. But they're just like any time when there's unexpected stuff that, we all work together and we work through it, and they just, communicate and kind of see what the next steps are going to be. But, it's been a good time so far, just getting to spend a lot more time home with the kids. It's been nice not having school, so all the kids in the neighborhood are always running around, so it makes it's kind of like you're already in summer, but you're kind of not in summer. But it's hot, like AJ said. It already feels like it is summer with the weather, too.
Exactly. You know what I thought was kind of hilarious when I was out and about showing property is that when you're going into these residential subdivisions, there's a lot of trash at the curb, the big items. And so people are definitely doing their spring cleaning right now. I can tell you that. And which is a good thing. It's like, it's a good time to get organized.
Yeah. I think people, they like anything, you get bored. So you start, cleaning out the stuff. I found myself in there. I was, folding the linen closet, just trying to put stuff together.
Exactly.
That kind of stuff. But it's definitely been fun. And like you say, if you pull in our neighborhood, you notice that during hours when kids are supposed to be in school, I got like 15 green men in the road. I got to swerve around because they're all outside playing, and it's in the middle of the day when you're normally used to them being in school. So
that's true.
It's different for your mindset. So
yes, which is great. And we have Chris with us.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Hi, Chris.
Hi. I'm with South Edge Construction. I do agree. I want to say thank you to all the first responders, police officers, people at Publix. I mean, it's great just to see everybody banding together during these tough times. But I want to kind of come on the show and discuss what we do at South Edge Construction and how we can help your realtors and mortgage brokers get some deals closed.
Absolutely. Why don't you tell us about your four R's?
Yeah, we call it the four R's. It's kind of like the divisions of what we do here in our company. First off, we have a roofing division. So residential roof replacements or roof repairs. It's a very, very common occurrence at a mortgage closing that you'll run into some small issues on an inspection report. And we're one of those companies, if you give us a call, we're out there in a day or two getting it completed, getting the deal closed for everybody. We also have a remodeling division, which is just a standard if you go on Google or Facebook and you want to spice up that kitchen or that bathroom, we can come in there and give it a nice facelift. We also do renovations, which is mostly for, regular rehab flippers, guys that come in, invest money to buy homes, invest to fix them up, and then sell them at a higher profit margin. And then we do restoration, which is more of a insurance claim division. So a tree falls on your house or a pipe burst, things of that nature.
That's fantastic. And you guys also do painting, don't you? The exterior painting?
Yeah, we do painting, drywall, flooring. We have electrical subcontractors, plumbing subcontractors, you name it. I was just meeting with Alpha Foundation about an hour ago. So if there's something that you need done, please give us a call.
That's great. I know that Ryan will agree with me on this, I'm sure. Is that a lot of people have refinanced. So I would think that your business is probably going to be picking up. All of us have a little hiccup right now, but I can't imagine that you are not going to be real busy in the very near future.
Yeah, I'm a very positive person, and I definitely think that, times are tough. We need to keep our distance, no problem. But the show must go on. People still need their homes fixed. These investment properties can't sit undone. You know, people's roofs need to get replaced, and we're there. We're going to keep moving. We're going to take all the precautions to be as safe as we can. We're actually considering opening up a division, a cleaning division, you know, to hopefully clean up some commercial properties and things like that. So sometimes you just got to roll with the punches and, you know, just help each other out, and that's kind of what we want to be doing.
That's a great idea, too, Chris, because a cleaning division right now, you know, going into these businesses to clean them before they go back, you know, open, it would be great.
Yeah, and you know, some of the things that we do, you know, painting, things like that, are not sometimes experienced. You don't have to be super experienced. So we're also looking to potentially hire, you know, some people that have been out of work, restaurant people, bartenders, people in restaurants. So we're working on a couple projects here during all the commotion to see if we can get people back to work and just keep things going, keep one step, one foot in front of the other during these times.
I think that's great. I love it. I love when people come together like this to get things done. And you've got to think outside the box like you are. I mean, here's something else we can do, you know, to help people and to get people back into business. If it's opening up, you know, a cleaning service on top of everything else you do, I think that's fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, things are going to be a little different. You know, the building department pulling permits are a little, you know, be a little different than usual. But, you know, we're all dealing with it together. And as long as we just continue to work hard and service our clients and do the right thing, that's really all I care about with my company.
I was going to ask you about, you know, potential home buyers. I mean, you deal with real estate agents and, you know, when we do inspections and we have repairs, do we call you?
Absolutely. If you're a real estate agent out there or mortgage broker or any just a normal residential consumer, you can feel free to email me at info@southedgeconstruction.com. We generally are out there within 1 to 2 business days, and we 100% recommend that you do get a home inspection. We've seen, you know, too many situations where people don't want to spend the money just to do the inspection, and it ends up costing them in the long run. So we absolutely recommend that you do get a home inspection, and if you have issues, give us a call.
That's great. And Ryan, what would you say, and I know you can't be specific because you don't have a client in front of you, but with everything going on and with an average, you know, let's say 750 FICO score and conventional loan, are we looking at, you know, below 4% on interest rate?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, everything, once we come out of this and we get back on the backside, we're going to start seeing some, you know, phenomenal interest rates. I mean, we have good interest rates now. They're, you know, historically low, but they're also going to get a lot sweeter and a lot better. So, you know, you hit it perfectly. Chris is going to be in a good spot where we're going to see a lot of people taking advantage of that low interest rates with refinances. We're going to probably have a little bit of a refinance boom that we're going to go into. They've already upped their forecast saying something like 4 trillion people, 4 trillion versus dollars mortgages can have the ability to refinance to the lower interest rates. So that's going to be people that's going to be taking cash out, putting in pools, doing kitchen remodels, that kind of stuff. So it's going to be a fun time once we come through this.
Yes, and we want to encourage people to give us a call and ask Ryan Proffitt questions, and the same with Chris from South Edge Construction. And or you can ask me some questions or AJ. We're here for you this hour.
I'll answer any question.
There you go. And we are at 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. And if you're a little bit shy, you can always text me at 904-290-1552, 290-1552, and I'll address your question. So stay tuned. We got more for you here on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles on WBOB.
That's right. You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate. You can call us. Still have half an hour of show left. 904-831-0600. 831-0600. Give us a call.
Talk
600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Stocks scored their first back-to-back gain since a brutal sell-off began 5 weeks ago. But much of an early rally faded late in the day as a last-minute dispute threatened to hold up a $2 trillion economic rescue package in Congress. The S&P 500 rose 1.2% Wednesday, bringing its two-day gain to 10.6%. It had been up 5.1% earlier in the day as Congress moved closer to approving the plan to provide badly needed aid to an economy that's been ravaged by the coronavirus. The market is down nearly 27% since hitting a record high a month ago. Just days after New York leaders ordered people to stay home, authorities are mobilizing to head off a potential public disaster in the big city. New York has emerged as the nation's coronavirus hotspot. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 495 points, the Nasdaq dropped 33. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good day, I'm Adam Borgman. A Jacksonville police officer is recovering and a man's looking at charges after authorities say he drove his SUV into that officer's cruiser. It happened last night on I-95. The man was allegedly driving recklessly and crossed the center line, causing the collision. He wasn't seriously injured. Jury trials in Florida have been suspended for the next 3 weeks due to the coronavirus outbreak. So if you were scheduled for jury duty between now and then, you've that much less to worry about. At businesses for which working remotely is not possible, Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry says that employers have to keep their people at least 6 feet away from each other. At businesses where it is possible, it's now required. And the mayor says that those who violate that order could have their power and water cut off. More than 1,400 people statewide have now tested positive for COVID-19. There have been 50 cases in Duval County, Clay County has had 10, and 24 cases are in St. John's. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
There's major delays because of a disabled truck on the West Beltway on I-295 southbound at the Buckman Bridge, blocking two right lanes. Also, there's a multi-vehicle accident still in the clearing stages on 295 southbound near Normandy Boulevard. And there's some roadway debris on the East Beltway 295 southbound at the Dames Point Bridge. Partly cloudy tonight, expect a low 64. Thursday, mostly sunny, high 84.
Hi, this is Roger, and I want to take just a minute to brag about our home here at the Salem Center office building. It's a completely modern and recently redecorated office complex, conveniently located near many of the area's popular destinations. We're right off J. Turner Butler Boulevard, Phillips Highway, and Interstate 95, and we're looking for a few friends who would like to lease office space. Rates are reasonable, and in fact, they're much less than what you'd expect to pay for high-quality office space. So whether you're looking for a single office, multiple offices, or a whole suite, we can help you. The Salem Center offers shared conference room space and other office amenities. Just call our leasing manager at 861-0440, 861-0440. Don't wait. These great offices won't last long. Call 861-0440.
Hey, it's your morning show host, Ed Dean, along with my man, Roger Henderson, coronavirus-free. Join us tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., the morning show on Talk Radio, WBOB. Roger, by Easter, he wants jobs and the economy back.
Sometimes you have to make statements of faith. I think that's what he may be doing.
But I was told this was 2 weeks. Now it's going into 3 weeks. I know, but let's get things rolling. All of this tomorrow morning, plus your calls right here, 6 to 9 a.m., Ed Roger, the morning show, right here on Talk Radio, WBOB.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And I am glad to be with you this afternoon. We have a wonderful show. We have Ryan Proffitt from Future Home Loans, NMLS number 22464. And we have Chris with South Edge Construction. And he's easy to find at info@southedgeconstruction.com. So what a great time, actually, if you have everyone's at home. We've got a little more time on our hands. And so we're looking for projects to do. And so we're all out. We're doing our spring cleaning for sure, because I see a lot of mess at the curb for our yard people or our garbage people to pick up. So people are cleaning
out.
They're
heroes too.
I know. They really are.
They've got to go out and people probably disinfecting and throwing things out of the house a little early spring cleaning, right?
Exactly. And what is, we're definitely keeping them in business, let me tell you.
Wow.
Because with all the spring cleaning going on, they have a lot of work to do. So I think it's great. People are we got to make the best of this situation. And spring cleaning is one way. Let's put those kids to work at home, right? In between their homework, they can help organize the linen closets and whatnot out there.
Yeah, their video homework.
I know. There's so many funny things on Facebook. Oh my gosh, with the homeschooling jokes that are going on there with them having their kids at home. So a lot of funny things on Facebook. But Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles is on Facebook. And so please go on there and like my page and follow it. We have great information on that page. And everyone that is our guest, just in case you're driving out there and you cannot write information down, we will have their information on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles Facebook page. So please go on there, like it, follow it. I would love to have new followers. We're at about 10,600.
Wow, you're doing great.
And we need more. Awesome. Yeah. More.
That's easy to remember. Rapid Fire Real Estate.
With Anita Hiles. Yes.
This is Chris. So now that you're home, one thing I would definitely say for people to do is start thinking about something that's coming not that far away, which is hurricane season.
Yes.
Yeah, I know COVID-19 will be going away, and it's time to check your house for loose branches, issues with your roof, other cracks in your windows, things of that nature. Don't wait until the last minute to call, because people are calling, hey, we need to get this switched out, and we'll get backed up around that time of year. So if you're at home, look around. If you got something needs to get done, give us a call.
Absolutely, and that's a good point. Hurricane season is around the corner. And, what I always tell people is that, when you have a tropical storm, we have something like a hurricane that comes through or a tropical storm, you definitely want to call and have your roof inspected. It's so important. I know I do that because that's one thing that we can't see. So you don't want to wait until you have a leak. You want to get somebody up there to make sure that everything is nailed down up there and is nice and tight and sealed up there. And a lot of times with our weather that we have here in Florida, we need someone like Chris to come on in from South Edge Construction and maybe patch things up. And so
take a look, and sometimes there's things that are up there that are unnoticed, but like you were stating earlier, if we're all going to be home right now working and having the kids learn from home, let's take a look around for potential problems you may run into if that time comes.
Yes, and not wait till the last minute. And with like you said, everybody's doing spring cleaning right now. I've noticed it driving around the neighborhoods. So take an inspection, a visual inspection of your own home just to make sure that you don't have something that's leaking or, around the showers we get a lot of dry rot around the showers. From water damage. And, those things are easy fixes for some people. For others, they're not. And you might need to call a handyman or someone like Chris to come out and repair those things. Be proactive. It'll keep your mind and your body busy right now. So, yeah, do that home inspection yourself and just walk through your home to see if there's something that needs to be done and get it taken care of. I know right now I've got a leak at my house with my air conditioner.
Oh, so it's
so luckily, I didn't buy my home too long ago, so I have my home warranty, and I'm going to be calling them to come out and
to get that fixed. We need to get a lot of these things fixed, especially.
It's still working, but it's leaking for some reason. I'm sure it's something I did.
well, sometimes it gets backed up, too, because of the humidity.
And that's probably
it. This isn't even the humid season.
It's going to be just something minor that I should have taken.
It's time to change that air filter, too, right now, with all the germs out there. So
really?
I recommend doing that.
Hey, you know what, Chris? That is good information. I am real good about changing mine because I do have bad sinuses, and I have, you know, my dog at home. So I am real good about changing my filter out. But people need to check their filter. Yeah, it's a good time to check the filter out. And that's something simple, but we always forget about it. A lot of people, because I tell you what, one of the things I do before I list a home is I open that up to check it. I'm telling you, 9 out of 10 times, they are thick and need to be replaced. So
every month.
They should, yes. They have the 90-day one.
At least check it every month.
Yes. I get the 90-day filter, but I usually change it out about every 45 days because I do have animals, and so I like to change it out and keep it clean. But Chris, you're absolutely right. It's a perfect time for people to check in on that. Do you have anything else for us, Chris?
Just in general, same thing. You know, I want everybody to be safe, be positive during this time. Like Ryan mentioned earlier, it's going to be an amazing time to refinance and use that money to protect your investment. You worked your whole life and saved money, you know, put that roof over your head and, for your kids and that sort of thing. And you want to make sure that everything's taken care of, everybody's going to be healthy. And, if you want to give that house a facelift, call us for a remodel. We'd appreciate just a chance to bid on your work. And once again, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And Ryan, do you have any last words for our people out there? You're the sponsor of the show today from Future Home Loans. And where can people reach you, Ryan?
Thanks, Anita. Yes, they can give me a call at 904-887-7926. That's my cell phone number, 24/7, anytime. I was up, responding to text messages for some buyers that made an offer yesterday at 10:30 last night. So, it's one of the benefits when you're in this environment. There's a lot of free time, but you're also always working. So anytime you can give us a call. Also wanted to give a quick shout out to my my twins. It's their birthday today. And I told them, Fisher and me, I'll give them a shout out on the radio. Then I'll come home and we can cut that cake. So,
all right.
That's awesome.
Disney might be canceled. School might be canceled. The beaches might be closed. But, we're still having ice cream cake.
That's awesome. Well, yes, definitely happy birthday. We wish them a fun and a great day. And have a piece of cake for me.
There you go.
That's something I still can't have. But I've lost almost 40 pounds. So there you go.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that. But thank you. Thank you so much, Ryan, for coming on today. And the same with you, Chris, from South Edge Construction.
Thank you.
I appreciate both of you.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah, thank you. You guys take care.
All right, thank you.
But yes, that was great information. We don't...
Very good stuff.
We forget having, contractors out there. And so it was nice to have one to come on the show today and talk about what they have to offer. But South Edge Construction has a wonderful website. So feel free to go on there, southedgeconstruction.com. It's an easy website. You can go through there and it talks about the different things that they offer, which is fantastic. So,
awesome.
Yes, and we've got a lot more for you. That was our first phone call interview I've ever done. So I survived that.
Well, I know it's a little different being virtual, isn't it?
It really is. You know how I am, AJ. I like having a full house in here.
Yeah, and sometimes it's been... We wouldn't have passed those...
we would have not passed because I normally have...
Social distancing rules.
A lot of people in here, so... But it worked. It worked. And we'll do it again next week. But we have a little bit more for you. So make sure you stay tuned here on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. And we'll be right back on WBOB.
Yeah, it's easy for you to say. No. We have some hot, hot, hot stuff coming up. It's hot enough outside.
Yes, we do.
Especially for March. All right. Well, If you'd like to get in the conversation, have any real estate type questions, give us a call, 904-831-0600. It's Rapid Fire Real Estate on Talk Radio WBOB.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside, Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
This is Ryan Profit with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. We at Future Home Loans were recently recognized as being among the top 100 brokers in the United States. We have hundreds of options so you can leave the shopping to us. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. Want to know more? Give me a call. Ryan Profit at 904-887-7926 or visit us at future.loans. That's future.loans. We're local with over 500 five-star reviews. We are veteran-owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953, equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. That's future.loans. Your future is bright.
Congratulations. You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And I'm here with AJ today in the studio.
Man, you're usually packed in the studio.
I know,
and now
I know.
You're in studio isolation.
I feel very lonely.
You're right. Well, you should, actually. I just looked out in the studio window that faces our main parking lot. It's empty.
It's empty,
so
yes.
The mayor will be very happy.
I know.
He wants businesses to be emptied. So
we are definitely complying, and we're each in our own bubble.
But even on television, a lot of the anchors are doing it from home.
Yes.
I mean, a lot
it's easy to do, actually.
Even on the Today Show. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a different world right now. It's very surreal.
It is. It's something that I never thought I would ever see in my lifetime, and hopefully just never
another,
again.
Just another thing for the baby boom generation. Hit us again.
Right.
Oh, man.
I do want to remind people out there that we are still in business. Realty Executives is throughout Florida, and we are throughout the United States. And I work with Barbara Kerr in Fullerton, California. That is in Orange County.
County. Is that where Disneyland is?
That is. In fact, Fullerton is right next to Anaheim.
Anaheim's where Disneyland is, correct?
Correct. Yeah. Where the Angels are, where the Mighty Ducks are, and and whatnot.
And county is that again?
That's Orange County.
And isn't it interesting? I'm having a problem speaking, obviously. But isn't it interesting that Disney World is in,
Florida.
Orange County.
It is. That is interesting. You're right.
Orlando, right? Okay.
That's right. From Orange County to Orange County.
Do you think Walt Disney had that planned?
You know, knowing him, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and it's a different world there. And even that's suspended right now. So,
yes.
You know, we always had that nice getaway from Jacksonville, which is probably kind of nice. That's maybe one of the reasons you like Jacksonville, that it's close to the same kind of thing you had in Southern California.
That's true. That's true.
And a lot of folks looking for better rates on their property. Of course, you get much more for your money here in Northeast Florida, especially.
Very much so. But I do want to remind everybody that we are still open for business, and we're located throughout the U.S. Our home office is in Phoenix, Arizona, and we're also international. So keep us in mind when you need to buy or sell real estate. And I also want to give a shout out in these times, because there's a lot of good, hardworking agents out there. And so I am going to encourage you just to reach out. If you remember who bought or sold your home, you might want to give them a text and say, hey, I appreciate you selling me my home. Sometimes we just need a little encouragement in times like this.
Even though it's selling, it's also a relationship, isn't it?
It is very much a relationship. And you know who's very good at that is Betty Layton. Betty Layton.
She's a powerhouse.
Oh, my God. She's a powerhouse. She is my top producer.
And I mean that as a compliment.
Yes, she really is. And you talk about repeat business. She gets repeat business from her clients. And so I know there's a lot of real estate agents that are listening in, and, you know, we're on Facebook and all of social media. And so, you know, we're doing these video things, but you know what you might want to do is also do like a webinar for your clients and send them all notices. And so you guys can all kind of pipe in and you can give them an update on what the marketplace is and how your business is holding up, and share some positive thoughts. It's a good way to reach out to our customers out there, and or even do a private Facebook Live with your customers. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great idea. I know a lot of agents are doing that with other agents, you know, networking. But hey, let's network with our clients. This is a great time. We're at home, so it's a great time to go through our database and contact our customers to make sure that they don't, in fact, need us. Because in times like this, the market is still thriving right now. We are still in business. And
interest rates, like was said earlier by your guests,
below,
by Ryan, but it's below, way down there, way down.
Yeah, so it's a great time not only to refinance and reach out to your lenders out there, especially Ryan Profit with 2 F's and 2 T's with Future Home Loans. Mm-hmm. But it's just a good time. People will always have to buy and sell real estate. And so I am just here to remind you that we are in business, and so reach out if you need us. And if you're thinking about selling, reach out, because we can come out and give you a free property analysis and let you know how to prep your home, how to get it ready. You have the time. A lot of us are working out of our homes right now. And so you have the time to do this. So why not call your real estate agent and say, you know what, I might have to list my home this summer. What should I start doing right now since I do have the time and I am at home? So, you know, reach out to your real estate agents. And if you're thinking about selling in the next 12 months, you might want to call us. And I am easy to reach at 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. And I want to give a shout out to a few of my good fellow realtors out there that work just as hard as I do.
You have a very close community, don't you?
Yeah, we do. And there's, you know, we've got Sunny Downey out there with Exit Real Estate Gallery. We have Audrey Lackey with The Legends of Real Estate. We have Sandy Wagner with Watson Realty Corp. And we have Betty Layton with Realty Executives and Lee Harold with Realty Executives and David Youngblood. We are all out here, and Cheryl, too, out of my office. We're all out here doing the best we can and working for you. So reach out. Reach out. And
like Anita was saying earlier, because her company is affiliated, what's your major company again, the main company?
It's Realty Executives International.
Right. And they're based in Phoenix?
We are.
And you have connections in Southern California, plus all around Florida. So you can recommend if you're... Call Anita, because she can connect you with somebody, even
That's
if
right.
you can't help them for whatever their situation might be. So this is a good
yes.
thing to know.
If you are relocating and you're out of state, or you have family that's out of state, and give me a call. 290-1552, and we can definitely, I can hook you up and do all the research for you and find you a good real estate agent with either my company, or I can recommend others as well. And we have a couple of things. We're almost done here, but I wanted to tell you, I still have that wonderful condo at 9360 Craven Road. It's 604. We are asking $119,900. Now, let me tell you, we are all in business right now. If you need extra time on your closing, we can do that as well. So we have extended a few closings out there because of the situation right now. Mm-hmm. And so this is a great buy. It's 1,390 square feet. It is a condominium, but it looks like a townhouse. It is two-story. We're asking $119,900.
That's an awesome price.
It is, and it's located in the 32257 zip code, and that's right off of Bay Meadows. So it's a great location, and we've got lots more properties. So holler out to your real estate agents, and reach out all the time to Realty.
Holler out. I like that.
Yes. Realty Executive Oceanside. And you can find me at 904-290-1552. I am grateful for each and every one of you. And stay tuned tomorrow morning and listen and tune in to Ed Dean from 6 to 9 a.m.
That's right. I'm sure that he'll have an opinion or two or three.
Or 10.
Now, you need to stay safe, young lady. You've done good. You've done good today. And everybody, be careful. Stay safe. We'll be back again next Wednesday with
That's
Anita
right
here. Rapid Fire Real Estate on Talk Radio WBOB.